Welcome back to the Radio Cafe. I am so happy today to have Mohit Dubey with us. He is a senior at New Mexico School for the Arts, and he decided recently that Santa Fe needed a public piano. This has been used for years to kind of bring communities together, to bring out some hidden musicians, and Santa Fe's Play Me Piano will launch tomorrow at Sambusco. Welcome to the Radio Cafe, Mohit.
Good morning, Zili. I'm feeling great.
Good. Well, let us know how this idea came about and a little bit about the idea behind Play Me Piano.
Well, I, as you said, I'm a senior at New Mexico School for the Arts, which is a public statewide half-charter. It's a charter school that's half privately funded, half publicly funded. And since it's statewide, we have kids coming in to do art from all over the state, and I come from Los Alamos. And so the Play Me Piano idea kind of came about when I was waiting for the bus, and, you know, I would take the bus down to school every day and walk that stretch from the bus stop to the school, and that's straight through downtown Santa Fe. And sometimes I would have to wait a long time after school, and so I would explore around, and I always felt like there should be something to encourage musicians, you know, and some piano. At that point in time, I was teaching myself how to play the piano, and I had started to get really into it, kind of addicted to it, and I found one piano below the Eggman and Walrus Gallery that disappeared recently, and I found another one in La Fonda, which they were not okay with people playing. So, you know, the idea, it kind of was in the back of my mind at that point. And then this summer, a friend approached me and said, "Hey, I have this piano. I know you love playing piano. Do you want it?" And I already have a piano at home that's dreadfully out of tune. And I was thinking of changing them out, but, you know, I said, "No, why not? Why don't we take this piano and give it to the community and make it something that, you know, the public has to play, something that I always wanted to have."
And you talk about these moments of kind of this musical clarity where you just go and you spontaneously play.
Right. When I get home, usually at the end of the day, or even when I'm at school, me and friends usually just sit down at the piano and play away, or pick up some instruments, yeah.
And it's interesting because they do have these pianos now. This has been really worldwide. I mean, they have pianos in New York, and there's this YouTube video even on NPR. There was a story the other day in Prague. A new police cadet sat down at the piano and started playing, and someone recorded it, and it went viral. It had like 350,000 hits within a couple hours, and they were saying that this young man did more for the police force in Prague than anything they could have done. And it's really this merging of creativity and getting to see the different aspects of people, right?
Exactly. It's trying to unearth that hidden passion that's held in everyone in the community, you know? And you have to create these public pieces of art that it can manifest and become real.
And it brings people together. So you're going to have this crowd coming together, listening maybe to someone who's incredibly gifted, someone like me who might just pound a couple keys and be asked to leave.
Exactly. The event, which is Friday starting at noon, although it'll have all sorts of professional musicians like Bert Dalton and Lydia Clark, who are both local musicians, you know, there'll be a lot of young local musicians like myself and friends like Maddie Boyd and Stuart Ottersberg, and, you know, there'll be pieces of the event all throughout where people can just come in and sit down and play if they feel so inspired.
And it's a whole series from noon, and then it'll go until about 6 or 7 in the evening, right?
Yes, yeah.
And people can come by at any time, but it will be launched with a performance by Bert Dalton.
Yes. Bert Dalton's going to kick it off, and then we hope to have music up until around 3 o'clock, 3:30, where some poets will start stepping in, actually. So not only is it about bringing people together, but it's about bringing different types of art together and melding the arts, because starting around 3 o'clock, we'll have Joan Logie, who's the former poet laureate of Santa Fe. And I met her, actually, last week. She came to my school, and she was teaching a class on Rumi, the Sufi poet, and she was reading, and she said, "Hey, why don't you go grab your violin?" So I started playing with her, and it was this spontaneous musical moment. So as I was organizing this event at the same time, I thought, hey, she would be perfect to bring along. And also last week, Hakeem Bellamy, who is the poet laureate of Albuquerque, was at my school, and I just started talking to him, and he said, hey, I'd love to show up, so maybe him and I will do a little piano poetry duet.
How fabulous. And young people organizing art here in Santa Fe, let me tell you, this is very, very inspiring. So thank you for bringing this. And tell me, this is also a fundraiser. Can you talk about that?
Well, yes. When the idea first came to me, the Play Me Piano, I just thought of this inauguration event being something where people come together and listen to music. But also, at the same time, I joined a group and started working with six other local Santa Fe students and a mentor, Melinda Rushel, who's a teacher at Monte del Sol and the former music department chair at New Mexico School for the Arts. And she has this vision of bringing music and young musicians to the world, you know, connecting people across countries through music. So we planned a trip this summer to go to the Dagara Center, which is in a suburb of Accra, which is the capital of Ghana, and there's a center there which is devoted to this interconnection of music. It's called the Dagara Center, where we'll learn to make drums and play drums and do all sorts of West African cultural things, and then we'll also bring our culture there and bring their culture back home. So it's this whole...
What a wonderful interchange.
Exactly.
There. And music is such a beautiful bridge for cultures.
And so the event, what we thought up was, why not do a piano-thon to try and fundraise? And if you know about anything that ends in the appendix thon, it's something where you donate some money and that buys a certain amount of time. So we have this online page set up. It's an Indiegogo fundraising page. And what you can do is you can go online and donate, say, X amount of dollars. Like if you donate $10, you buy a minute. And then at the end, on Friday, at the end of the Indiegogo fundraiser, we're going to add up all those minutes, all those donations, and provide an improvised, myself and my friend Max Murphy will provide an improvised piano performance for that length of time, which will be recorded and sent out to all the donors, and which will become, you know, part of a living record of this, you know, this.
That will connection. Be great. So $10 a minute?
$10 a minute, but you can do $1, I think, is 6 seconds. You can request a song. You can buy a song request. You can buy a part of the thing to be... if you're a business, you can donate, and we will dedicate part of the piece to you. And even you can buy myself or any of my friends in the group for a private performance, if you like.
Ah, there we go.
That's the top
there.
Perk.
So this is a group of kids who are going to go to Ghana for a music exchange in Indiegogo campaign. I'm speaking with Mohit Dubey. He is a senior at New Mexico School for the Arts. And the Play Me Piano is going to be installed tomorrow, Friday, at Sambusco, right?
At Sambusco, yeah.
Inside?
Inside,
okay.
Definitely.
Okay.
It'll be near the back where all the shops, in between all the shops. So they have that big hall space that would be perfect for all that.
Absolutely. So, and a lot of kids, I assume, will be there performing as well.
Definitely. We have a Facebook page that has over 100 people saying they're going already. And we should have, I think we have at least 20 performers in reserve to bust out anything at any moment.
And how long will this piano be there?
The piano will, it's tentatively supposed to be there until mid-January.
Oh, so
for the holiday season. But if we get a good enough response, we hope to leave it there. And in fact, today, the piano is moving to Sambusco to get tuned. When that truck arrives to pick up that piano, two more pianos are arriving in that truck. So we hope to do more events with these pianos, hopefully one on the plaza, hopefully one maybe in the DeVargas Center or in the rail yard, places where people go and they'll have this piano there that can inspire a spontaneous performance.
So tomorrow there will be some organized performances, but after that, if you all come upon a random piano there, we would just really encourage you, young, old, skilled, unskilled, sit down, play, have a conversation with someone who is playing, appreciate all the people here in Santa Fe.
Right, yeah. And, you know, the San Busco Center, that's where Borders used to be, and you know, there's a lot of shops that are still there and that are thriving. So there's a lot of, I think it's a good place to start having music and having these events. Hopefully the piano, since it'll stay there, will have more events with that piano there, you know.
Great.
So.
And as we say, music brings people together. So please come on by tomorrow and the days following. And thank you so much, Mohit, for setting this up and for encouraging this to happen in Santa Fe and being a young person who should inspire a lot of other ones to do it as well. So we hope to see you all tomorrow. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Zaylee, sitting in for Mary Charlotte.